Are we?
We've talked about this before, but the finale of the playoffs, now that you're here, you know, the sudden death nature of it, how do you think your team is ready for it?
That's why we play them. We'll see you on Saturday. Obviously, it's a different it's a different feeling. You know, I think that there are circumstances in the regular season you feel that way. You go to a Week 17 game needing to win to get in. You know, and it's technically the same thing. But, you know, obviously something that this organization hasn't been through for over a decade. But we have a lot of players that have been there and a lot of coaches that have been there, and I think everybody understands what's at stake and, you know, and that dynamic that goes along with playoff games.
How glad are you to see Fairley and Lewis and Calvin all in practice today?
Good.
I mean, can you elaborate on that, Coach? Obviously, because Lewis has been out for weeks, Calvin's been nursing the Achilles.
Yeah, I generally don't comment on, you know, guys' participation in practice and stuff like that. You know, so I think I'm not going to change that, this time of year. I think that we're as healthy as we've been for 6 or 7 weeks. And I think that, we said before that, you know, we expected everybody back at some point in the season. Well, we're at some point in the season. So, it's good to get a lot of guys back. And, we'll see Saturday what the best 46 is for that game.
Obviously, they have so many weapons, but Jimmy Graham seems to be so unique. Is there anything you can do to contain him at all?
He made a couple plays, big plays in the game, particularly third down conversions. And the Saints are the number one third down conversion team in the NFL, I believe. They're 57%, which is astronomically high. And in the first game, there are a couple things defensively. One, we gave up a couple big plays, including a 67-yarder or whatever it was. But also, we allowed them to keep drives alive on third down, and Jimmy Graham was a big, big part of that. He's 6'6". He's a former basketball player. He's got a big wingspan. And probably a lot of things that people say about Calvin, you know, you see the same things. You know, wingspan, you don't have to get the ball. It doesn't have to be a perfect pass, you know, those kind of things. So, you know, not only do you have to take big plays away because they use him down the field. We've seen that from other tight ends this year. You know, Winslow was in a very open beginning game. You know, we saw guys like Winslow pushing the ball down the field. We faced some really, really good tight ends, but got to take away his deep stuff, but then also those chain movers on third down, we got to be able to match up.
How effective is he as a blocker?
He's a good blocker. I mean, he's not a one-trick pony. He's not a wide receiver that's, you know, considered a tight end. He's a multi-dimensional player. He doesn't have a lot of football experience. He started playing football his last year at University of Miami, but obviously he's a talented athlete, and, at the end of last year, it really become, you know, their go-to tight end. This year he became their go-to receiver, you know, 99 receptions on the year.
Considering how you guys lost in early December, how much have you preached just to be disciplined more this time?
No more than we normally do. I think there was lessons that were learned in that game for sure. You know, you look at us over the course of the whole season, I think we have, I think it's 8 more penalties than our opponents. So it's about 1 every 2 games, and about 5 yards difference in per game in yardage. So over the course of the season, you know, the penalties really have been sort of even for us and our opponents. But that game, that wasn't the case. Particularly three, you know, after the whistle type penalties for, you know, unnecessary roughness or, you know, unsportsmanlike conduct, and, you know, a couple of those things came up. I think every time we do something as a team, we do it a little bit better the second time. I think we've learned from a lot of those cases. I think that, I think that obviously we knew it affected our team, and you can't give the things away free to a playoff team, a team that's won championship, and I'm talking about the Saints. We got to make them earn everything.
Is there anything with the penalties? Nate had 3 OPIs. I mean, that's just unheard of. Is there anything you say or do about that, or is that just kind of a one-off that you?
Yeah, I mean, Jordy Nelson, I think, had 2 in the first quarter of a game a couple of weeks ago, too. I mean, didn't affect him last week. He made a lot of plays. One of the reasons is they're going to play man-to-man coverage. They're going to play tight coverage. And when that happens, there's a lot of guys sort of jockeying for position, you know, trying to get position in the low post. And, when that happens, you got to be careful of it. And, you know, I think in particular one of those calls, we did a poor job of creating that separation and pushing off. The two probably could have gone either way, but they were called, and they were tough positions for us to overcome.
What about your defense? You know, your front four really being disruptive. You know, that's what you were set up for. What about them doing that?
Yeah, they do a good job of trying to take that away. You know, it started the week before we played them. They played the Giants, and the Giants have a very good front four, and they did a good job of negating their pass rush. You know, we had a couple sacks in the game, but they made it very, very difficult for us to rush. And we're a team that, you know, is built to rush the passer, and that's one of the big matchups in this game.
Coach, this pick up bell between the first and second meeting with the Saints. Obviously not going to give you the keys to beating the Saints, but are there any nuances you can glean in picking up a player in those kind of situations?
Not really. I mean, everybody runs pretty much the same stuff, and, you know, we have 16 games worth of film on them and experience playing them. You know, the reason we picked up Joik is because we had him in the Senior Bowl. We had scouted him. He's a local guy. We've had our eye on him for a couple of years, and, you know, timing, you know, with our roster and everything else made sense. But, you know, at that time, we had no idea that we were playing the Saints again or, you know, anything else. I think that, you know, a lot of that. So we have a lot of guys that have been in different systems and things like that. Yeah, it's pretty – I think that's – stuff like that's overblown.
Because of the player and kind of guy Delmas is, what kind of change do you notice in the defense when he's on the field healthy? I mean, is there an attitude change, a mindset that changes when you got him ready to go?
I don't know if there's an attitude change for everybody else, but it's certainly beneficial to have his personality on the field. And the other thing is he's a very, very fast player, not just – you know, physical speed, but he plays fast. He covers a lot of ground. There's a lot of range. And you look at some of the big plays that have occurred against our defense, you know, maybe a run or a screen pass or something like that, the reverses, those are plays that that Lou does a really good job of tracking down and minimizing. And that's one of the things that he excels at as a safety. So, you know, I think that he brings a lot to our defense. Defending the run, defending the pass, but also that range and preventing big plays, and that's going to be key. I said there's a couple keys in this game, and you know the big plays from their offense and their third down conversions. They're two very, very challenging things about their offense.
How much do you enjoy just the moment of going and playing in the playoffs and watching all your hard work pay off and watching the players just be in the moment on Saturday?
I mean, I think this is just a start for us. Our hard work hasn't paid off yet. You know, I think that if you look at this like it's the reward for the work that we've put in, or this is the end line, then we're in the wrong, we're on the wrong track. You know, this is a start for us. There's a chance for us to win playoff games. And you know, Mike was talking about, you know, you lose it, you don't play anymore, and there's that urgency that goes along with that, but. And after we beat San Diego to clinch a playoff berth, you know, we said, hey, look, we got to reach a point where we're not celebrating, you know, getting into the playoffs. There was nobody had a goal here of getting into the playoffs. You need to advance. And it's a very exciting time for guys on the team, for the coaches, for the organization, for the city. I think that, but, you know, our job's not done when we get on that plane to go to New Orleans. We need to finish, and we need to keep on playing.
You got a tough draw in the first round. Have you made the approach to your players that, you know, you go in and you beat a team against you didn't beat, but you had success against, and it gets easier from there?
No, they're all good teams in the playoffs. I think that you got to look at your immediate opponent and figure out the best way to advance, and then worry about who you're playing after that later and everything else. I mean, you know. It was disappointing not to get the fifth seed. I mean, it was a goal of ours at that point, you know, beating if we because our goal was to beat the Packers. We did that. We got the fifth mainly because of the possibility, small as it could be, the possibility that we could host a playoff game. You know, if things worked out, if the stars crossed a certain way, you know, but it had nothing to do with trying to go to a certain place or avoid a certain team or anything else. I mean, playoffs, everybody's earned their way in. There's good teams here. And I think that it's, particularly in the last 6-7 years, been a lot of road wins in the playoffs. And there's also been a lot of 5 and 6 seeds that have found their way through the playoffs. And I think all that, you know, is important for us to recognize.
A couple more for Coach. A couple more.
Now that you're on the eve of the playoffs, can you talk about a couple of the keys that led you here, got you here from a few years ago?
I think it's just been consistency of effort, consistency of message, just a way of doing things. I think, you know, as we go on, you know, we stuck to a plan, and rather than changing course, you know, all the time. And it's a difficult thing to do, but for us to be successful over a long period of time, that's what we need to. That's what we need to do. And like I told Katrina, I mean, this is just we see this as just a beginning for us. And you know, this isn't the reward for hard work. The greatest reward is opportunity to do more.
All right,
I'll leave on that one.